Federal Member for Groom, John McVay, joined me and addressed the issue of the government's perceived inaction on the current drought.
Well, look, I understand first and foremost that people in the grips of drought, and yes, that's happening on the Darling Downs as well as across Queensland, New South Wales in particular,
yes,
are stressed. They're concerned about their own future. Everyone is, particularly the federal government. So the first thing that Scott Morrison, the Prime Minister, did once he became Prime Minister last year, people should not forget, was come to Queensland, go to the likes of Quilpie, for example, to understand firsthand the impacts of drought. We've got an extra $100 million into drought hit communities announced by the Prime Minister, the Deputy Prime Minister, just over a week ago, and that's on top of more than $7 billion in drought support funding already provided. Now, that's a record for an Australian government. It's not about promoting records, though. It's about recognising the plight that Australian farmers and graziers are in. As I said, that impacts at home as much as anywhere else.
Yes.
And the impact it has on our economy. So this is a drought for all of us, and that's what we're stepping up to.
Now, you, I believe, have recently undertaken the most extraordinary and a little bit unnerving journey.
Lee, I guess you could certainly say that. I participated just last week in the Australian Defence Force parliamentary program. So that was a trip to the Middle East to live the life of our Defence Force people for a week.
Wow.
With two parliamentary colleagues.
Wow. And I could imagine that would be one heck of an experience.
Absolutely, Lee. I've come away from that trip with a renewed respect for our Defence Force colleagues, most certainly, but I am just in awe of what our guys and girls do over there. Predominantly young people, most of them in their 20s, professional, serious, but really maintain the Australian culture of supporting one another. And they are in some fairly tough conditions over there in the Middle East, that's for sure. But it just reinforced for me, yeah. And people across our region, Toowoomba and Darling Downs, need to just remind themselves of this too, I think, that our Defence Force, and we know them locally through the Army Aviation Base at Oakey and Kabala Borneo Barracks, is recognised as amongst the best in the world. We're a relatively small Defence Force on world scale, but we well and truly punch above our weight, and our mission over there in the Middle East is to support particularly the Iraqi army to become as professional as it can to into the future.
Dr. John McVay, thank you. Our member for Groom, who currently is in Canberra, and we always appreciate your time. Look forward to catching up soon.
Thanks so much, Lee. All the best to you and your listeners.
The figures are staggering when you look at it around the world. Some 851 million people go hungry every single day. It's around 1 in 10 of the world's population. It is extraordinary. And they're no different in every local area in countries right across the world and even areas like our very own. Thank goodness we've got amazing organisations like Toowoomba Food Assist who do their bit every single day. World Food Day is today. It's about building a zero hunger generation. And believe it or not, you can do your bit. Annette Rose from Toowoomba Food Assist joins us for breakfast to tell us about it. Good morning to you, Annette.
Good morning, Lee. Beautiful day.
Look, it is a beautiful day, isn't it? And it is extraordinary for most of us to even consider the fact that there are people, even in our own region, that are going to find it difficult to get something to eat today.
Well, I think we're very lucky to be living in Australia. However, by living in a lucky country, we don't realise that last year there was 5 million Australians experienced food insecurity.
Yeah.
Just in the last 12 months. At least once a week, 3 in 10 Australians go a whole day without eating.
Goodness me.
Now, that's in the world we live in.
Exactly right. And you know, as you say, we're talking about one of the lucky countries in the world. Tell us a little bit about Toowoomba Food Assist and what you guys do.
Well, Toowoomba Food Assist has been in the Darling Down regions for 23 years. We have distributed in excess of 60 tonne of food a week into families and pensioners in the rural sector. Over the course of the time, we've covered a huge ground all the way out through to Roma, lots of different rural sectors as well as our our local community. We have seen increasing nearly every year 20-odd percent of increasing of people needing food assistance.
Goodness me. I mean, that is just extraordinary. And look, I guess that when you hear these figures, it seems a bit overwhelming, but every one of us can make a difference, can't we?
Oh, everybody can make a difference. You know, like we all got a woman fuzzy with a Pay It Forward movie that was around, you know.
Yeah.
And we all can do something for another person. And one of the things Food Assist offers to the community is what we have a voucher system. So we often have families and people come into Food Assist and purchase a food voucher that's left it behind for somebody that's in need and welfare. So we often receive benevolence from the community and companies that will purchase vouchers or just come in and say they want to pay for something, for a food parcel for somebody else.
That is fantastic. Now, you guys are on Vanity Street?
On Vanity Street, yes. We've been there for a long time.
And people can also find you online through foodassist.com.au.
Correct. Oh. Also, if anybody was interested in communicating with us on how they can assist or to purchase vouchers, they can even email us at office@axcare.com.au. That will also give us face-to-face with them. We're able to even produce company vouchers with their logos on it. Being a charitable organisation, we are also able to issue tax deduction receipts as well.
Fantastic. Well, Annette, thank you for the work that you and your amazing team do there at Toowoomba Food Assist. Have a look at World Food Day online just to see what is going on out there, and then help here locally with organisations like Food Assist in Vanity Street. And we've got all those details here. You can call us on 13 27 10. Annette, thanks for your time this morning. Really appreciate it.
Thank you, Lee. Have a wonderful day.
You cannot be serious!
Yes, I'm serious. And to some people, football of any kind is a religion, but this is probably taking it one step too far. The New Orleans Saints, a gridiron team in the US, got some unexpected support from Pope Francis before last Sunday's win over the Jacksonville Jaguars. You see, Pope Francis isn't known for his love of American football. He's more of a soccer guy. But he posted a tweet that accidentally backed the Saints. On his official account, he posted, "Today we give thanks to the Lord for our new hashtag Saints." He was in fact referring to the canonization of five new saints, but the hashtag added the symbol for the football team. And the Saints managed to hang on for an unlikely 13-6 win, making the Pope 1-0 and the Jaguars rueing some divine intervention. And a Wisconsin security guard had to call police for help last week, and no, it wasn't to help apprehend a criminal. Instead, it was because he couldn't break free from his own restraints after handcuffing himself because he said he was bored. The unidentified man was reportedly working at a Bath and Body Works around 2 a.m. last Friday when he put the cuffs on for his own apparent amusement. Authorities said he quickly had to call the police, however, when he realised he'd left the handcuff keys at home. The officers claim after they helped free the man, he had to hide the cuffs from himself so he wouldn't be tempted to put them on again. It was reportedly not the first time the security guard had handcuffed himself without having the key. Yes, putting this guy in charge of your business security is a bit like putting Peter Beattie in charge of the ARL.
You cannot be serious!
Triple M. The shows. The stars. The glamour. The big wins. And the occasional fail. It's all in Lee's Entertainment Report on the Darling Downs 864 Triple M.
It's the lineup we didn't even know we wanted, but it provides the perfect backdrop for the latest Uber Eats campaign. Enter Jimmy Barnes, John Farnham, and author and artist Arne Doe.
One check, Barnesy. Tonight, I'll be eating a Big Mac meal and an Oreo McFlurry. Mic check, Farnsey.
Tonight, I'll be eating the beef fur with rice paper rolls and a peach iced tea. Mic check, Barnsey.
Guys, I'm not actually a musician.
But we're Barnsey, Farnsey and Arnsey.
Barnsey, Farnsey and Arnsey won't be performing at any upcoming music festivals, but you will see them on your telly advertising Uber Eats.
You know they actually call me The Voice.
No, they don't.
Henry Winkler has revealed how Ron Howard was hurt when fans fell in love with the ever-popular Fonz on Happy Days rather than the affable Richie Cunningham.
And he said, you didn't do one thing other than be good at what you're doing, and it's good for the show. My feelings were hurt, but it's good for the show.
Thankfully, the two got on well enough to see the show blossom into a cult classic, and Winkler even takes a little credit for Ron Howard's incredible directing career.
He said, you know, I've always wanted to be a director. What do you think? And I said, what do I think? I think that if you wanted to be a brain surgeon, whether I needed it or not, I would be your first patient.
From a show about nothing to a stand-up show about, well, you might remember this.
I am never doing that again.
What? You mean in your mother's house or all together?
All together.
Oh, yeah, right.
You don't think I can?
No chance.
You think you could?
Well, I know I could hold out longer than you.
Care to make it interesting?
Sure, how much?
$100?
You're on.
Wait a second. Count me in on this.
You? Yeah. You'll be out before we get the check.
Seinfeld star Jason Alexander is heading back to Australia next year for a series of stand-up around the country. Alexander, who played George Costanza, will perform the Master of His Domain show, the title coming from the Seinfeld episode from season 4. You can check out Jason Alexander's stand-up show at QPAC Concert Hall on the 21st of February next year. And that's the latest.